Next item on the agenda, proposed regulation for sheep's head, establish 4-fish recreational fishing possession limit and 500-pound commercial fishing possession limit. Mr. Griffiths.
Good evening.
It is.
You didn't have to
be late.
It certainly is. Okay, and I have the pleasure of the next two items. Okay, February 27th, FMAC meeting, there was a proposal for conservation measures for the sheep's head fishery. Just as an update, we currently have no harvest regulations here in Virginia. Regulations along the South Atlantic do vary. The South Atlantic Council in North Carolina have a 20 fish per person per day limit in aggregate with 17 other species. South Carolina has a 20 fish per person per day in aggregate with 63 other species. Now, these groupings are based on the snapper grouper complex in some degree in the South Atlantic, which will come up more in the next item. Georgia, 15 fish per day with a 10-inch fork length, and Florida, 15 fish per day with a 12-inch total length minimum size. The commercial and recreational landings since 1994 have varied, and they are noticeably low. Commercial has ranged from anywhere from 540 pounds back in 94 to about 9,800 in 2003. The recreational harvest and release numbers have also varied quite a bit. One thing to note on the recreational numbers for sheep's head, the proportional standard error, or PSE, for annual landings was no lower than 45%, with many of these estimates actually coming in at 100%. Any landings estimate with a PSE higher than 30% is not considered a stable estimate. For example, a landing estimate for 10,000 sheep's head, per se, with a PSE of about 50% means that it has about a 95% confidence interval that the landings estimate is anywhere between 5,000 and almost 15,000 sheep's head. So take those landings for recreational with a grain of salt. ODU, their Center for Quantitative Fisheries Ecology, is currently finishing up the first year of a planned 3-year study on sheep's head population dynamics in the Chesapeake Bay. They're looking at age composition, annual growth, mortality rates, reproductive status. Their goal is using this information to establish a baseline for a stock assessment. The progress report, which is attachment 1, shows that they had collected 171 sheep's head. They have ages ranging from anywhere from 0 to 32 years of age. Spawning condition seems to be prevalent in May and June, and the female-to-male ratio of 1.0 to 0.5 basically is 2 to 1. FMAC on the 20th of February discussed this with a presentation from Tom Powers. He looked at the same recreational commercial trends I've already presented to you. Mentioned recreational citation numbers have increased with each increase in the requirements except for 2006, when it actually went down a little. That's when they got to a 10-pound threshold, 24 inches. This is largely a trophy fishery with 7 to 10-pound fish fairly common. There is desire to maintain an age structure that includes as many fish 15 years of age and older, a desire to be proactive and conservative. CCA's letter, attachment 2 to FMAC, supported a model daily possession limit for both recreational and commercial fisheries. This is the current state record at 20 pounds and 12 ounces, just as an example of what a trophy fishery looks like for sheep's head. The FMAC's recommendation was for a recreational fishery limit, 4 fish per person per day. Commercially, 500-pound limit for the commercial hook and line only. Staff's recommendation is a bit different. We concur with the recreational 4 fish limit per day per person. However, our recommendation is a 500-pound vessel limit per day for all commercial gear, not just for hook and line. Staff feels that the proposal for FMAC has very much had merit for hook and line only. Sheep's head were being presented as only a bycatch fishery in any other fishery other than hook and line. However, staff's recommending this to provide additional conservation and to protect against any increased unforeseen exploitation to the trophy fishery status in Virginia. This is a public hearing, has been advertised. CCA of Virginia's letter, attachment 3, requested a different interim regulation than those proposed by FMAC. The Saltwater Sportsmen's Association, I need that to you, sir. Board sheets I just handed you also include public comment for the next item. A lot of them are intermixed on these two items. The Peninsula Saltwater Association, 300-plus members, support a daily bag possession limit on Sheep's Head while ODU's project is ongoing, but regulations should be applicable for both the recreational and commercial fishermen equally. We also have additional letters of support which are included in there. New regulation 4, VAC 20-1110-10, pertaining to sheep's head, would establish a recreational and commercial limitations on the harvest and landings of sheep's head in Virginia. Section 30, page 2, contains recreational limitations. Section 40, page 2, contains commercial limitations. Staff is recommending adoption of regulation 4, VAC 20-1110-10, pertaining to sheep's head, to establish a four-fish recreational possession limit and a commercial possession limit of 500 pounds for sheep's head. With that, sir.
Any questions of Joe?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I have one. I have one question. It seems to me that we're taking precautionary action as an interim measure prior to the completion of the study that's ongoing, I guess, with respect to the stock structure, et cetera. If we're trying to be precautionary, I guess the question I have is a 500-pound per day commercial limit precautionary when the largest landings reported over the last decade were 9,800 pounds in a year's fishing? I mean, I have a question about that. I mean, how do you justify a 500-pound a day trip limit or not having an annual quota if you're going to have a high trip limit?
That's a very good point, and we worked with this with FMAC, and you know, staff's opinion was we'd go with kind of what they had. Staff itself could go 300 to 500. We could go 4 to 6 on the recreational. We have some flexibility from our standpoint on this. We're kind of working off the experts, with those who are participating in the fishery itself, going with their recommendations. They were being proactive when they brought this forward to FMAC, and staff supported that action.
Thank you.
Other questions, Joe? This is a public hearing. Matters open to the public. Would you like to comment? Mr. Powers?
Just pictures. I'm not going to talk about it.
Thank you, sir.
I started getting involved with this issue about 2 years ago. My name's Tom Powers. I'm a member of FMAC. I'm not representing any organization at this. The urging of recreational fishermen who target sheep's head, there was a concern that the quality of the trophy fishery would be degraded due to overharvest. Here are some data from the citation data. It's the first page on this handout. I'm only going to go over two pages, really. And what you'll see with that is that the citations increased pretty dramatically, even though they increased the sizes, up, as staff said, up until 2006, where it dropped down substantially by a factor of 2 when they went from 9 pounds to 10 pounds. The interesting data is the numbers that are along the bottom, and they are, in particular, the kill citations over 10 pounds. They went from 57 pounds in 2003 to 57 fish to 90 in 2004, 239 in 2005, and 198 in 2006. Initially, I thought this wasn't that big of a deal, this reduction of 20% during the last year, until I was talking to some of the researchers at ODU about it, and they pointed out that that reduction is a big deal only or if the fishery is continuing to expand. If the recreational efforts expand and the citations go down like that, it is a meaningful result. The second one is an example, I think, of why I'm concerned about this. On the second page, you'll see the ODU sample, and they tried to get small fish. They were really urging the recreational anglers to get them small fish. In the end, they had to buy these from commercial pound netters and such. You see that the Virginia harvest is really pushing where the peak is at 23 inches. It says 23 to 24 inches, and the average weight of the fish they got was 8.4 pounds. That's the average weight of the fish they collected. Now you go down to South Carolina where they have this 20 fish aggregate limit. You see the fork length, 50% of the fish are less than 12 inches. The very few of them are above 20 inches, which is where we start to tail off. To me, that is a croaker fishery. We already have a croaker fishery in Virginia. We don't need this species to be fished down to a small size where we have another small fish fishery. To maintain that size and age data, if you look further on, you'll see it. There's a data that is from ODU that shows fundamentally the easy answer is these are a slow growth fish to get large. We're talking 10 to 15 years old to be this trophy sized fish. We're doing older fish. We don't know why they're here. We don't know if they're moving up the coast as they get bigger. We don't know if they're originally fish that were here all along and they have gotten to a size because they're not exploited. The study from ODU will not answer that question. They will talk about the stock size and the distribution, but it'll take tagging studies to do that. People from the FCA have talked to John Lucy about it. Right now there's problems with tag retention, and once they solve that, we're looking at going to North Carolina and South Carolina and trying to get some tagging fish, some fish tag down there with Virginia tags so we can see if they're migrating up here. I also looked at the commercial harvest, and as staff showed you, it's a real small amount. These fish bring, I was told at one of the FMAC meetings, somewhere between 50 and 75 cents a pound. So this is really realistically a $2,000 to $5,000 landings annually type of fishery. That's, to me, the cost of two or three charters, four charters maybe, as far as economic impact from the direct landings. The majority of the recreational fishermen that I talked to and surveyed over the years when we talked about this support a forked fish limit. And most of them wanted the measures similar to recreational measures for the commercial measures, such as we have on Red Drum, where everybody is fishing on a three fish limit. One of the questions that you will get asked to address is how you want to allow how or if you want to allow the commercial fishery to expand. That's, I think, the real critical issue with this. It is certainly a unique trophy fishery with a slow growth fish, and I believe we need to be proactive measures to maintain it as such. And what you're really looking at doing when you think about it is protecting these fish so that they get to be these 10 to 15 year old fish plus. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Any questions of Tom?
Thank you, sir.
Anyone else? Chris? Yes, sir.
I want to thank y'all for letting me have a few moments to speak. I know it's been a long day. I'll try to be short, but I will say that this issue and the next issue are indeed the major issues on the docket for me and some of the people that I'm working with on this today. Chris Ledford, once again, pardon me for not introducing. I want to say there is no argument that there are large fish in the sheephead species being caught in Virginia. Not unusual that the northernmost migration of species holds the larger the fish. I also want to say that there's probably no argument that most of the recreational fishermen would agree that if they'd given the chance, they would have commercials equal to their bag limits or catch limits. When you ask them, that's something they would certainly desire. I really want to look at how this initially, I think, is something that changed. I think initially this came about as a way to kind of curb or put in check a vastly recreational caught fish, and this has suddenly become an issue of commercial expansion. I will tell you quite honestly that I have no problems with a commercial expansion on this fish and would love to see that happen, much like I did the spade fish in 1997, which ended up becoming a deal with CCA that reduced the number of commercial hook and line fishermen from unlimited to 200 participants. There are only 200 hook and liners in the state of Virginia. Predominantly, this is a hook and line caught fish. I will say also, though, that pound nets in as early as the 1900s caught a lot of sheep's head. I know I'm bouncing around a lot I'm trying to get a flow going here on some of my points. Basically, the history of myself and a number of the people targeting sheep's head, I was a crabber, I was an eeler, ran some charters, commercial hook and line. That has become more of a commercial hook and line and gill net fishery for myself, trying to get away from the gill net fishery and more of them running my charters and doing commercial hook and line fishing. I think that 500 pounds is a respectable level to put on a fishery that may see a catch by the pound net fishery, or even a person like myself that may want to target sheep's head on a daily basis in conjunction with flounder or cobia or something else that I might be fishing for that day. It's something we catch at slack tide. So I am here to support the staff recommendation, and I'm here to answer any questions as to why you think we should have a 500-pound commercial limit.
Thank you, Chris. Any questions? Thank you for your interest.
Thank you, sir.
Anyone else? Larry, come on up. How are you, sir?
Pretty good. Somebody took my opening line. Good evening. I'm Larry Snyder from the CCA. Mr. Powers has already pointed out, I think, a lot of what I'm going to say here. We didn't really become involved in this until fairly recently as a result of the fact that the issue came up at FMAC, and they were considering limits on the fishery. At that time, we sent a letter in hoping that they would put a proactive limit that would be equal to both fisheries, in other words, the recreational and the commercial. And we said that was a real must because we've had a few other species in the past where we've asked for proactive limits before, and it came across for the recreational side, but it didn't on the commercial side. So we've taken some heat from the CCA side because of that. Quite honestly, the four fish, whether it's four or six, really doesn't matter too much to us at this point in time. That was fine coming out of FMAC, but the 500-pound vessel limit we did not feel was equivalent or consistent with, you know, the four to six fish on the recreational side. Therefore, we couldn't be supportive of it in that regard. So that's why we generated that second letter, which I guess you all have at this point in time. Again, we don't feel that this is time for an expansion on the commercial side while we're trying to await the analysis of the study coming out from ODU. So we would request that you, at this point in time, go forth with a four, five, six fish limit that would apply to both sectors. And one additional factor, too, because Tom has already talked about the fact that these fish are big. We're trying to protect those larger specimens, so we'd like to see an additional provision whereby either side would not retain more than one fish per day that's over 24 inches. That's equivalent to a citation fish in the state of Virginia. Again, the reasons for all this concern, growing fishing pressure, you saw that on the slides, current no protection whatsoever. Actually, I said that, you know, we just got involved recently. Actually, 2002, we initially took a look at that. Hey, there's this fishery out there. It doesn't seem to be very active right now, but there's no restriction whatsoever. Should we do something? Just sit back. We'll see what happens. Perhaps request a proactive limit or something like that, or perhaps support scientific study for on the species. We chose the latter, so we've supported the ODU study. And that was fine. We're going to sit back and wait and see what would transpire. Unfortunately, in the interim, we're getting these numbers that are climbing higher all the time as far as participatory action on the fishery, and we're getting comments from people coming in like, hey, something really ought to be done, perhaps, until we find out what's going on. So, therefore, that's why we came involved most recently with this support of an interim proposal from FMAC. Again, as you know, the species are very long-lived, and the real issue here is we're not questioning that there's not enough sheep's head out there. There are plenty of sheep's head, apparently. But we're concerned about preservation on the size of these fish. These are very large fish. As I mentioned before, when the issue of cobia and spade fish came up earlier, we requested reductions on those two fish. Those were enacted on the recreational side. They weren't on the commercial side. So given that history, we just don't feel this is the right message to send forth when we're trying to, just step back, look at a holding action until we find out what the study is. So we would like to see a limit that's proactive right now that applies to both, and hopefully one where we will have the folks retaining no more than one fish over 24 inches. And we appreciate your consideration on that.
Thank you. Any questions, Mr. Snyder? Thank you, sir. Any further comments? Mr. Dorante? Harry?
Harry Doherty from Pocosin. I wasn't going to comment, but when I hear the man say that they were sold out on the cobia fishing and the spade fish fishery, why, there's no commercial no commercial regulations different than recreational limits, to my knowledge, on those two fisheries. So I don't see how the CCA could have been sold out on it. Now, it's proven that there is a small commercial fishery existed for sheephead, and now they want to totally eliminate it by making them adhere to recreational bag limits, if so, if they are enacted. I feel staff's recommendation of somewhere around 500 pounds is a realistic recommendation. Thank you.
Harry.
Any further comment?
I will address one thing Harry said that's not consistent.
I'm not sure on the spade fish regulation, but I do know on the cobia regulation is two fish for commercial and one for recreational, because the CCA came to BMRC and asked for the regulation to be changed, one fish together, but the federal regulation is two fish, and they decided to stay with the two fish. And
spade fish
is
6 and 4.
Thank you.
Further comment?
Hey,
Mr. Fox.
I have a question for staff.
Joe?
Suppose we put a 24-inch maximum limit. What do you feel about that? Does that make sense or not?
Size limit, the problem with size limits, go back to discard. And I'm not sure we have the information on what discard mortality rates would happen if we had that type of thing. It's always been the problem with size limits, is the discard mortality issue. So we could set a maximum or a minimum, but you're always going to end up with some type of regulatory discard issue there, and we don't think we have that information at this time on sheephead.
Larry and Tom's about to have a kitten in the back there. I think what they're probably upset over is they didn't ask for a 24-inch maximum. They asked for one fish over 24 inches, so there could still be a trophy fishery.
Any further? Jack?
Keep in mind these are interim measures.
Right.
We're waiting for ODU to finish their work, and it may be some time before we know enough to really manage the species. And so I think something like 1 over 24, I mean, you could do that as an interim measure. To me, that's something that you might want to wait until you have more information on. Right now, right, we're just trying to limit the fishery in general, a bag limit on the recreational and a trip limit on the commercial. And there's plenty of flexibility in there, depending upon how cautious you want to be.
Well, it sounds like we're being pretty cautious to begin with, except the argument's been made about the 500 pounds of commercial being equitable as far as the four. And then where do we get where that's, you know, where there's a quality there? I don't know that there is a standard that's equal. I don't know. Mr. Tankard.
How much of a commercial fishery is there? I'd like to kind of know that before I begin to examine the poundage.
There you go.
Based on Mr. Robbins' comments earlier, obviously it's not a large amount. We're talking in 2005, just a little over 4,000 pounds, and has fluctuated quite a bit in recent years.
Yeah.
So it comes back to just how cautious do we want to be here.
And this limit is 500 pounds per boat, and the recreational limit is four fish per person.
Correct.
So
we have a vessel limit versus a person limit.
Right, which is makes them more comparable.
Mr. Bowden, and then Dr. McConaughey.
I think another thing you need to look at in light of this is the fact that recreational harvesters are unlimited. Anyone can buy a saltwater fishing license tomorrow if the water was warm enough and go catch sheephead. The commercial side is very limited by the number of hook and line license. And as you can see from this graph, which I was going to request that he put back up, which works out fine, it basically meandered without direction on the commercial side. It's been up, it's been down, and that's with no restrictions whatsoever. All the increase has basically been in the last several years with the trophy interest from the recreational side. You can't compare apples and oranges. I think Commissioner Bowman had the right idea there. Where, you know, how can you decide if something's equitable? I think being the maker of the original motion, which is unusual from the chair, and I will say that I usually don't even vote, but this has been something we've been hashing out for over 2 years. It was time to get something on the table, and if people didn't like it, they could certainly vote it down, but we'd have something on the table, and we could move from there, but evidently it got voted through. This is an interim measure. We might find out in a year that we need to do something much more restrictive. We might find out that this is the proper management scheme, or we might find out that, you know, we could lessen the restriction. I think everybody needs to bear that in mind. This is not a permanent solution. This is something interim until we get the final report from ODU, and I think it's a fair number. I don't think 50 to 75 cents reflects the true price of the fish. I think they are considerably higher than that. I mean, you know, that's one reason I'm very supportive of this. I think staff looks at it as an interim measure, too, and I think that's one reason they agree with it also. But you can certainly address that, Mr. Griff.
No, we agree. It goes back to the key words in this, proactive and precautionary. And we are in the first year of a three-year study from ODU. Once we get that information back, we'll have a better idea where we stand with the stock and the assessment, if it's possible, and we can go forward. So this is definitely a precautionary manner.
Dr. McConaughey?
No.
Okay.
Ernie covered it.
All right. Mr. Bowden?
I like move that we accept staff recommendation.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Bowden, second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion. Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess we're dealing here with some knowns and some unknowns, and I think the unknowns would be the specifics about the stock assessment that's ongoing and the stock structure. The knowns include the fact that just based on the life history, we have a long-lived, slow-growing species that I think we can very predictably say will respond poorly to substantial increases in fishing pressure. We know from the MRFS data that recreational effort may have increased by as much as 10 times in the last 10 years. We know that we have a unique resource in Virginia that's characterized as a trophy class fishery that's substantially different than our neighboring states. I think whatever we do, even if it's on an interim measure, should be sufficiently precautionary. I think we ought to do something to protect the unique characteristics of the fishery and the resource. And I think the suggestion that we have allow the retention of one fish per day over 24 inches gets to that as part of the bag limit. I guess one of the main problems I have is with the 500 pound a day trip limit. Commercially, if we've had a fishery that's been harvesting 9,800 pounds a year or less over the last 10 years, a 500 pound daily limit seems very high to me, and it seems like it might allow for a substantial expansion in the commercial fishery potentially that I don't think would be welcome given the nature of the life history of this resource. I just don't think it's going to respond well to an increase in pressure. I think we ought to be more conservative and I'm fine with the daily trip limit of 500 pounds. That's relatively high to me. If you cap the annual landings at, say, the highest landings in the last 10 years, which would be 9,820 pounds, that would require noticing. And I would offer a substitute that we accept the FMAC recommendation of a 500-pound trip limit, but that we, on the recreational side, have a four fish per day limit, not more than one of which may be over 24 inches, and that we notice a commercial cap of 9,820 pounds per year for public hearing next month.
Substitute motion has been made by Mr. Robbins, 500-pound trip limit, four fish, one fish over 24 inches with a 9,820-pound cap. Is there a second to
second.
I'm sorry, Carl.
9,825 cap was not part of the motion for today. That was for hearing for next.
That's for hearing for next month.
I'm sorry.
It's part of the motion.
Okay. Was there a second to the motion?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion on the substitute motion.
I'd like to discuss something on substitute motion. I don't understand why anyone in the audience, and most especially my learned colleague here, would talk about an expansion of a fishery when there is no harvest control whatsoever. So anything you do on a completely unbridled fishery is a reduction. I mean, you know, I don't see how we can consider it an expansion when it's completely unbridled. If someone wants to catch 9,800 pounds, which probably is physically impossible, in a day, right now, they have that ability. So we are ratcheting it down from an unlimited, infinite number to 500 pounds. So, there's no way I can support this motion.
Further discussion? Mr. Robbins?
If I can just follow up, Mr. Chairman. As I see it, this is, a resource that's going to respond poorly to effort, and I think we need to be sufficiently precautionary. I just don't think we should be looking to expand the commercial fishery this time. And I think if after an analysis and stock assessment has been done, we're able to determine what an optimal yield might be, then, of course, we can manage for that goal and discuss allocations at that point.
All right, question. The difference in the substitute motion and the original motion is only the 24 inches in the recreational fish catch. Is that correct?
There are two. That's one, and then move to cap the I can accept the 500-pound commercial trip limit, but would like to see the landings capped at 9,820 pounds.
But I thought that was going to be considered next month.
That's part of the motion.
Are we clear on the substitute motion at the present time? All in favor of the substitute motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
No.
No.
All those in favor, raise your right hand. One, two, three.
Yours is the left hand.
I'm sorry. Well, at this time of the day, it wouldn't surprise me any at all. I'm surprised I haven't raised my foot at this point. That's three. Motion fails. The previous motion is on the table. Would you restate that, Mr. Bowden?
The Substack recommendation.
And who seconded the motion?
I did.
Seconded by Mr. Shook. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
No. Motion carries. Thank you all very much. Next item on the agenda, item 21, proposed regulations for tile fishing grouper to establish recreation and commercial possession limits.
Commission, we do have another one of these proactive actions. We do have a now growing directed recreational fishery on tile fishing grouper off Virginia's coast. We're dealing with a complex of fish that are slow growing, slow maturing, and long lived when these fish go greater than 30, 40, 50 years in age. Since March of 2006, we have seen 7 all tackle International Game Fish Association world records set off Virginia coast for blue line tilefish, the current record being 19 pounds 14 ounces, which is also the current state record. 2 all tackle IGFA world records for snowy grouper, currently being at 37 pounds 9 ounces, and notable catches of Warsaw grouper and wreckfish. This is just a few pictures of what some of these fish look like. One on the left is a snowy grouper, and then at top here is a blue line. Down here is a wreckfish. You'll notice, especially with the snowy